this is actually work that's part of a series about, loosely about me and, I guess, female identity. This is sort of number four in a series. I was an artist in residence last year in Italy, and the main saint of the village was Lady Assumpta, Madonna and Child. So I went to the local market and bought women's clothing and made a Madonna and Child piece out of women's clothing, which was still attached. And this technique is the same technique, just using an indigenous blanket stitch and coiling around cardboard, recycled cardboard core. So this is the number four in the series, and this looks a bit about my birth in Yabini and sort of a more primitive or more sort of abstracted form. The material came from, I was an artist in residence at the Australian Tapestry Workshop in South Melbourne, and the weavers there interpret contemporary artists' paintings and artworks, and they hand dye thread, and they'll use bobbins that are made up of a really complex colour mix of, you know, threads that there may be sort of 11 different colours in one bobbin. So I used the recycled bobbin ends from the paintings. So this work is really two different tapestries. So I like the idea that I'm sort of, I guess, piggybacking on the skill of the weavers and using material that's sort of been discarded as well.
Do you have a history of making in your family? History of textiles?
No. I actually, I'm a member now of the Basket Makers of Victoria, but I come from an illustration background, so I used to do illustrations for television and printmaker. So a lot of my sculptor friends think my work's very two-dimensional, but I think I spend a lot of time looking at the ground, and I think the surface, texture of the surface is very important to me. And I just got attracted, it sort of happened conceptually that I started weaving. I love maps, and I was mapping the Hawkesbury River where I used to live, and using, you know, French knitting and really basic things that I learnt from my grandma. And then going large scale, I make quite large works out of electric cable and weaving abstract forms. So it's, my sculptor buddies still think my work's quite two-dimensional. So, yeah, so I think I am interested in the surface texture, but I, like the other artist, I love being part of the Basket Makers of Victoria and the tapestry weavers, because there's really, you know, there's not much ego there, and, you know, it's very much collaborative, you know, not collaborative, but as an artist you often work on your own, so, you know, you sit next to other weavers, and it's, yeah, it's really nice meditative process. I sort of just got accidentally drawn there, but a lot of the basket makers, yeah, they've got amazing skill, and I just use very basic craft techniques in my sculpture practice.
The form of the work, is that deliberate, random?
It's sort of, the Madonna one started from me sitting in the church and drawing the figure, and then the work sort of takes you along. Sometimes I just decide, do I start from the bottom and work up, or do I start from the top? So yeah, I usually have a very rough idea. This one really was, I didn't really have an idea. I just really simplified, I guess, a human form, and then, yeah, it just took me where it took me, really.
But I think that's, you know, part of the interest in the work is that it's called My Primitive Self.
Yes.
So you
yes.
have to see it as figurative, don't you?
Yes. Well, it is meant to be figurative, yes.
So, and then as soon as you see it as a kind of figure, it has all sorts of connotations. Mm. And you see the word primitive. And it,
yes, and I'm interested in the vessel and the different meanings of that as well. And I love the practical sort of aspect of baskets. So I sort of like the idea that you could have it like that, but you could also have it as just a form, a basket form as well.
I think that issue of the self-portrait, the inclusion of the word primitive, and then the kind of Venus of Willendorf almost shape, whatever, there's some really interesting overlaps and ramifications happening. And I'm intrigued by your working process in that sense of, in one example you've given is kind of in a high art setting, you know, referring to great masters, and then going back to a very traditional craft technique. and trying to merge those into a figurative kind of expressive thing, which is ultimately about yourself. So I think that amalgamation is certainly interesting, of course, but it's also producing a quite valuable result in the image that we're able to see.
It, I mean, the debate about fine art and craft happens quite a lot, and I didn't know whether this work sat more in the craft area. It was in the Victorian Craft Awards. And then when it got in this show, I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. It can sit in a sculptural context.
Yeah. Could I just... Because when you look at it like this, then you see it as a basket.
Yes.
Beautiful basket. And it kind of sits there and it has integrity and what have you. When I see it as a figurative work, I start to get very nervous and anxious, thinking, what's going on? It's different, isn't it? It's intriguing that the two objects, or the three objects, start to add on meaning and kind of suggestions. That I mean worrying and anxiety in a good sense.
I think it's good.
In a good sense, that it starts to ask challenging questions. Because we're not simple individuals, we're complex.
Yeah, I don't know how other people see the work. I'm not, you know, sometimes my mother looks at my work and she's like, what happened to those drawings of the dogs that you used to do when you were young?
Very good. Okay, well, thank you very much for that. That's great.